T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now it's past midnight in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome back to Overnight America. If you missed the last hour, oh boy, you have to go back and listen to it for yourself in the podcast page, KMOX.com/ONA, KMOX.com/ONA, or if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. I'm a little nervous about what's about to happen next. I really am nervous. So we have John Lindsay in, part of Paranormal American Scientific Tours here in St. Louis, Missouri. PAST is the name of the organization. Bill William and Lexi also in studio, part of PAST. And for the past hour, we were playing some of the audio that you recovered, listened back to, and then found some interesting things. And there's some that you played for us that I could absolutely hear another voice in it. Absolutely. I wanted to hold you for one more segment because I wanted to get your opinion on what you think is going on in our building. So your analysis, do you believe this place is haunted?
So the big moment here.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. We came in here, every one of us. First off, I mentioned we always approach the skeptics. We came in thinking probably we weren't going to find anything, that we were going to be able to debunk everything first off. We also were a little bit concerned, like I mentioned, about, you know, being on the air, you know, would there be polluted too much, or would things...
Would there be too much equipment that would be knocking your sensors around, yeah.
In the end assessment, we believe, certainly, and we're very professional, like I said, been doing this a very long time, we believe there's at least two distinct female spirits here, and at least two distinct male spirits here, at least.
Four?
At least, at a minimum.
At a minimum? Four?
That's based on the quality, the tonal quality, everything. Even if we can't make out exactly what's being said, the tonal quality of all the different things we've got together, the personal experiences that we've had, which we did have some. Again, I just heard something again.
That was me. I'm sorry.
As you were doing that, I heard you doing that, but I thought I heard a female voice kind of snicker.
Do we want to be quiet here for a moment, see if we hear anything?
I thought I heard a female voice kind of go,
Let's try. Let's see if we hear anything here.
Okay. Might have been my chair.
Maybe. Is there anybody in here? We know that you did communicate with. Thought I heard something again, but could be wrong. But we know that you did communicate with us. I know Ryan mentions about every time you said a couple things. I thought I heard. I swear.
don't do this to me.
But if you're here, I know he mentioned about the lights flickering. Is there any way you can do something like that, maybe, to let us know that you're here? And I really specifically want to talk to a female, if there's a lady here who might have said some things to us, how could we help you if you could let us know? And, I don't know if you, did you hear that?
No.
I thought I heard, again, a female voice.
Oh, you must have some really fine-tuned ears, because I do not.
Well, the thing of it is, here's the thing, I'll just tell you real quick. There's a reason why we so often hear stories of children saying, who's that man staying next to mommy, or who's that something, or whatever. It happens very often, but what happens when time you get to about 4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm. you get conditioned. What do we do as parents? We say, oh, honey, there's no such thing as spirits. There's no such thing as ghosts. There's no such thing as that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, after you've done it a lot of times, and I'm not a psychic in any way, shape, manner, or form. I don't commune with the dead, nothing like that at mm-hmm. all. But you do kind of become a little bit more, I guess, sensitive to it, to where when you're hearing something, maybe you don't automatically just dismiss it. Because how many times do you walk out in the parking lot and you think, what was that?
Yeah.
But you immediately say, that was nothing.
Dismiss it. So you think there's at least four, two males, two females. That doesn't make me feel any better.
Well,
I thought you were going to come in here and say, oh, well, actually, well, it sounded good, but we can't really tell. And then you came in. This was almost like sitting at a doctor's office after the, you know, the lab results come back in. Well,
die.
I need to tell you about this. Yeah, well, no big deal, but you got then you'd say something and you think to yourself, that doesn't sound good. But you said it so calmly.
I do want to say, like I said, I don't think there's anything here for anybody to be afraid of.
Oh, cool.
I think there's something that did want to communicate. There was a couple things we caught that were a little bit smart alecky, even kind of joking like, that kind of thing. So I do want to make sure I always say that. And I think Will had a question. Did you want to ask a question too?
I'm a little bit newer of a member, so naturally I haven't seen or heard as much as them, so I lean a little harder towards the skeptic side more than this gaggle, like yourself. So I wanted to ask, you know, naturally, I'm more skeptic, what do you think after hearing the evidence that we got so far?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Do you think you got some new coworkers or what?
I honestly don't know, man. I feel like after hearing those things, I am going to be on high alert to visually see something. Like even when you thought you heard something here in the studio, it was tense. Like it felt to me tense in this studio, and I was almost anticipating something about to happen. So I think that's the next step for me. You know what, man? I don't know. I just don't know. I can't come to any conclusion, but I tell you, I heard probably half of those things you played for me. I heard them.
Well, I want to encourage you when you hear things like that, and anybody else, you know, because I'd want to talk to you first, obviously, because you never know what's going on. But when you're hearing something like that, or anybody here in the studio, say, "Hey, I see you. How you doing?" Maybe something like that. I mean, just as simple as if it was a person who you're talking to and communicating to, and maybe sometimes that kind of helps put you a little bit more at ease. Possibly.
Man, I don't feel like I'm at ease now. I feel like every time I'm going to be walking around, I'm going to be waiting for a jump scare to happen or something like that.
I will caution as well, again, we've investigated, and we've only one time in the entire history of doing it, of us doing this, had a demonic haunt. We've had, like I said, one that was not demonic. It was a human spirit who literally slammed the door in front of our face and slammed it and said, "Get out." We've had all kinds of things happen to us. So we are, again, I said professional. If there was nothing here at all, I would tell you there's absolutely nothing.
So real quick, what happened before you came to our studios tonight?
Well, it was interesting. We were sitting in a quiet office. My daughter and I were in there, and I could have swore I heard a woman, similar voice to what we have heard here, what you heard in the studio. I can't swear that was anything, but it sounded like it. Right in my ear said, "Hi." Ooh. It almost sounded like a computer-type voice, and I kind of jumped, and it startled me because it was just me and my daughter. And I said to my daughter, I said, "Did you hear that?" And she said, "No, I didn't hear anything." I said, "Well, maybe it was just me." And she goes, "Well, what'd you hear?" And I explained. I said, "Ah, it's probably just me. I'd probably just turn a wrong way, chair or something like that. No big deal." And I jokingly said, "Well, if there is a spirit here, we're getting ready to head to the studios at Camo X." And something moved in the corner. What we found out was I have a plant in the corner. Mm-hmm. The plant leaf rustled a little bit, and there was nobody near it at all. And my daughter and I both jumped and heard it. And we said, "Okay." Okay, and I said, "Well, again, we're getting ready to head to the studios at Camo X," and I could have swore I heard a male voice say, "Okay."
Lexi, oh. You saw this going down?
Well, I heard the last part.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. They were getting in the car to come over to Camo X. I heard they got friends over here.
Do they take transportation that way?
Well, the funny thing about it, I'm not saying that it was anything necessarily happening, but we do know we have had spirits follow us before. We do know that.
Oh, boy.
I know that for sure.
How do they transport? Can they just, like, move around?
That we have no idea. We do know what we believe. We don't know. When I say no, keep take that with a grain of salt. There's very little we know. But it's, like I said, it's something that's in its infancy, and we just try the best we can. But think about it. Basically, essentially what it is energy. We are energy. We are, in a sense, energy. What's the best form of energy is a sphere, a ball. We've caught a lot of things like that. Most of them I can debunk, but some of them I can't. And so we believe that somehow they can do that.
Do we want to come up with some nicknames for the things that are here, the two males and two females?
What I would say is, and you can ask them, you know, and maybe say, I know we didn't get a name. You could say William. I don't think it was William. Yeah, again, I thought I heard. I'm sorry, but maybe it's just getting a little feedback. I don't know.
Do you do this all the time? Are you constantly? Oh, no, I'm not. You think you hear something? And then...
No, I really don't. I really do not. No, I really do not. I really do not. But yeah, just maybe say, saying, I don't know what your name is. Hi, can you tell me your name? Something like that. And then maybe you can make a name. Oftentimes, they do get nicknames sometimes, and that's up to you guys in the studio to.
It's just this room that you come to every night.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that. It's just the place where I spend all my time. No big deal. Thanks a lot for that. Oh, boy. Eesh. All right. So, John Lindsay, again, if you want to look him up on Facebook, Paranormal American Scientific Tours, PAST. You can find them based right here out of St. Louis. And, of course, the email address, pastjohnlindsay@gmail.com. And along with Bill, William, and Lexi, who also joined us in studio, I want to thank you guys for going above and beyond to do all of this stuff. Very fascinating to me.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
I still don't feel
thank
good,
Thank you
man.
For having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it, man. This changes things.
If you ever have anything happen or you want us to come back or something, just let us know.
Is there something I can do to make sure they don't, like, follow me home?
Yeah, you can tell them. You can
please
just
don't
say,
follow
hey,
me
just
home.
Please don't follow me home. Yes. Please don't follow me home.
Keep it at the studios, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Please don't follow me home. All right. Thank you guys again for coming in. I thought this was just real fascinating.
Great.
This is Overnight America, KMOX.
St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1120, KMOX. Depend on it.
Now I work at a haunted radio station. Wonderful. Oh, man. Was not anticipating that to happen. Milo texted, or actually this is tweeted in. The thing that goes bump in the night is actually back on the third floor of One Memorial Drive. I'd like to go through there sometime. Oh, Rich also commenting on Twitter as well, at Ryan Recker is my Twitter handle. If you listen to that, did you actually hear it? This is what I was a little bit afraid of. I was afraid that because it's AM radio, it might be a little hard to translate if you were listening from home. If you listened over the past hour, did you hear it too? Or was it just me? There were some of them that were clear as day. Oh, I just feel nervous about it now. Oh, man. You know what I need is like a cool ghost. Someone that is just going to hang out and, you know, someone gives me a hard time, the ghost, like, gets even for me on my behalf. That would be cool. I just want a ghost I'm cool with, man. 314-436-7900. That's the number you can text in. And if you heard some things, oh, man, do it up. I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to that hour on the podcast, KMOX.com/ONA. You can actually listen to it now. It's already been posted thanks to our super lightning quick producers that are out there doing their thing. Ugh, let me check the text line, and I'm going to make sure that's up right now. Yeah, Dr. Peter Venkman. Yeah, Ghostbuster jokes. I get it. I thought about playing the Ghostbuster theme song, but thought, no, these guys are more scientific than little gags like that. Or are they? I found this in the Post-Dispatch, and you can see it there, too. Joe Holloman posted it up, and I profiled him not that long ago. He's a really cool dude. And here's the headline. Don Marsh declines St. Louis Public Radio Lifetime Achievement Award. Oh, man. Good for Don Marsh to do this. We've discussed this on the show, and Don is a longtime journalist. He is someone that covered many different stories over the years. Veteran journalist. I mean, we're talking about someone that's interviewed the highest of high when it comes to political officials. He's someone that travels overseas, and he's someone that has covered the big events here in the United States. He's been all over the place. So back in 2005, I believe, he started working in one of the public broadcasting here in St. Louis. And that was a good bit for him. You know, he did a daytime talk show start since 2005. He's 80 years old now. So back in 2005, you know, we're talking about 14 years ago or so. Obviously, you know, he's in the 60s. A lot of people thinking about retiring at that point, but not Don, man. He's going out there still doing that thing, a daytime, hour-long interview talk show. It seems like he was happy and everything was good, but if you remember what happened towards the end, there was a complaint against him, and this is what was reported. I haven't actually talked to Don. I emailed him, and I said, Don, I support you, man. I love you. I think it's nonsense. So just so you know where I'm at, but I haven't actually talked to him about this. If you remember, going back a few weeks ago, the story was that Don was interviewing a guest, someone that he's known for years. Her name is Karen Foss, a former news anchor here in St. Louis. And what happened was, and this is what I was able to read, he said, Karen, you look great. And they're longtime friends. I mean, to me, when you say you look great, I don't see anything offensive in that. Karen did not complain. She didn't initiate it. Obviously, she didn't say like, oh, I was so uncomfortable by him commenting on my looks. No, she said, we're longtime friends. It was a nice gesture. That's what you do. And she said she was shocked to find out that one of the producers felt uncomfortable with Don saying, you look good. So Don was brought into the manager's office at the public broadcasting. This is how ridiculous things are getting. And Don said, you think what I said was inappropriate? And apparently there was a gesture with his hand to make it look like on the line. Like, you know what I mean? When you take your hand and you kind of flop it back and forth like a fish, you're like, you know, on the line. And he said, that's it, I'm out. And that was his last day. He said, I'm not doing this. He took a stand. Well, here's an update to this. He had to take another stand. And just recently, Joe Holloman was the one that reported this on the Post-Dispatch. He was going to be awarded the 2019 Millard S. Cohen Lifetime Achievement Award. The Millard S. Cohen Lifetime Achievement Award. And when he was presented and said, hey, congratulations, we're going to give you this award here, and we want to thank you for all your service. And obviously, they're trying to make a way to put this away and put it to bed, basically, and try to make it so it's no hard feelings and we can all move on and this and that. And he said, no, thanks. I'm not going to show up. They're not going to find another award winner. In fact, they already sent the invitations out. People have to RSVP or whatever it is. Invitations to the Talk Toast Taste Annual Awards Banquet on May 2nd are out there. And he says, I'm just not going to show up. No, thanks. I don't accept the award. So basically, they're going to give the award to no one. Oh, man. The general manager, Tim Ebby, said the award would not be given out this year. So I wonder if they're canceling the event. It didn't mention that in the Post-Dispatch article. But good for Don Marsh. He did it. He stood up for something that I think is absolute nonsense. It's kind of garbage if we're at the point where we take certain... Listen, I know what it's like to be in management and a situation. Because when I came here, before I came here, I should say, to KMOX, I worked as a program manager. I ran a radio station, a news talk station. And let me tell you this, it's probably like this in any other workplace in the history of the world. There's just some people that complain about things that you think to yourself, why in the world are they bothering anyone with this type of complaint? But to that person, it's meaningful. They have a problem or whatever it is. There's certain situations where you talk to the person and you say, you know what, we'll take that into consideration, you know, and, you know, if we see these things, we'll keep an eye out for it, but thank you for letting us know. And then there's some things you say, okay, we need to address this and we need to talk to the other person. If it's a situation where no one felt uncomfortable except a producer that overheard a conversation between someone that knew each other for years and said, you look nice, and they felt uncomfortable because of that, if that is the problem they had and someone came in to me as the manager, let's just say this was me, and said, oh, yeah, I felt uncomfortable, I'd say, okay, well, hey, thank you for bringing this up, and, you know, we'll keep an eye on it, and that's it. That it doesn't go anywhere from there. That's nonsense that you would pull in someone and address them as if they created this giant liability for the company because, oh, my goodness, it's 2019, and that is the worst of the sexual offenses you can have. What's that called? Sexual harassment. It's so ridiculous, and we gotta calm down, man. We gotta calm down, and there's got to be some common sense. And unfortunately, common sense is like gone, man. Common sense left us in 2016 and hasn't come back. It's already past the corner, and I don't know if it's ever coming back. So, if you see that story, I just want to say I still stand with Don. I think it's ridiculous. I do think it's ridiculous, the situation there. But when you're 80 years old, you've been doing it forever. You're kind of in the driver's seat. If you don't want to do something, you don't do it. Done. You just stop. Like, no one's forcing you. it's not slave labor. They can't force you to do this sort of thing, right? Coming up next, I got a couple of food stories I wanted to share with you. I love food stories. People online are sharing some of their weird food combinations. Oh, I've been disgusted a lot of times in my life, but I've never been more disgusted reading weird food combinations on Twitter. When you hear some of these, and people are legitimately saying they put ketchup on their popcorn, doesn't that make you a little sick? And what are some of your weird food combinations? Maybe we'll talk about that next. Overnight America, KMOX.
Round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs between the Blues and Jets, tied at 2 wins apiece. Now get ready for Game 5 tonight. Pre-game skate at 7. The puck drops at 7:30. And you can hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Blues, KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. We'll let you know if there's any severe weather that's coming through, but right now, you know, watch for some of the rising river, you know, floods in certain areas. You know, those trouble spots when you have a sudden downpour. Also watch out for those thunderstorms that are coming through our area now, none of which are severe currently, but if that changes, we'll let you know. Do you have any weird food combinations? People online have been revealing their weirdest food combinations, and people are online going bonkers because they cannot believe people would do this to food. Let me tell you my favorite weird food combination. Growing up, I would always eat tuna fish and green olive sandwiches. Oh, I can crave them right now thinking about it. It sounds wonderful. So you take the green olives chopped, right? You don't want to put full olives on there, but, you know, you chop them in the little slices. And then you just mix up, you know, tuna fish with a little mayo and then put the green olives and spread it on a sandwich for, and eat it. It's great. I used to bring it into school. Now think about this. You got a tuna fish green olive sandwich sitting unrefrigerated for several hours waiting for my lunchtime at school. By the time I pull that out, I eat it. And I wondered why no girls liked me. It's probably because of my breath. Oh, yeah, there's the guy that has the tuna fish green olive breath. It all makes sense now. But you know what? The sandwich was so good, it was worth it. You got any weird food combinations? I'm going to read a few of them, but I want to hear yours. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. If you ever got made fun of because people would look at what you're eating and would say, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen, then go ahead and tell me about it. I would love to hear some of your weird ones. Here's a few that are off the list. And this is from the Daily Mail, who compiled a lot of them that are on there. The one person, LeBron's, the Twitter handle, I guess, Jackie something, said, I would love to know, what are your favorite weird food combinations? Mine is mustard and yogurt. Ugh. Mustard and yogurt? How is that even possible? Who does that? That can't be real, right? Mustard and yogurt? Other people say they put ketchup on their popcorn. That can't be real. What maniac would put ketchup on popcorn? I know there's some people that put ketchup on everything. I had a friend growing up that would eat ketchup sandwiches. He would just spread ketchup on bread and eat it. His mom would make it for him. Here's your ketchup sandwich. What do you mean ketchup sandwich? There's nothing else on there? No, it's just ketchup and bread. And then I had someone I worked with, a female, by the way. This wasn't just some dude. It was a female who would keep ketchup packets in her top desk drawer, and when she needed a little pick-me-up, she ripped the edge off and, like a go-gurt, eat the ketchup. And she'd go, yum, 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 to the ketchup! I don't get it. Ketchup on popcorn. French fries dipped in Coke? No one dips French fries. Didn't make them even soggier. Now, if you said French fry in a Frosty, I totally understand that. Get something sweet and savory and salty all in one, you know? I totally understand that. Here's another one. Macaroni and cheese with ketchup. Who does this? I think my dad does that, actually. I think he puts ketchup in his mac and cheese. I can't do it. What are some of your weird food combinations? Ron calling in. Hey, Ron, what's going on?
Hi there, Ryan. I got a couple for you. My mom introduced me many years ago to banana. with peanut butter and mayonnaise on it.
Mayo with peanut butter?
Yeah. And I looked at it, and I ate it, and I thought it was pretty good, and I'd done it.
And you haven't?
Several times since then. My other one is, instead of spaghetti and meatballs, I eat spaghetti and Brussels sprouts.
Really? What kind of does that taste like?
Good. Well, you know what Brussels sprouts taste like, and spaghetti, so it's pretty good. Try it sometime.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
I think I might be a little bit healthier.
Well, you think that's healthier?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts, yeah.
Yeah, they're good for you. Sure, I get it. Yeah. But, I mean, at what cost? You might be healthier, but you're eating Brussels sprouts and other things, yeah?
It tastes pretty good, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Sure.
You know what Elvis Presley loved? He did a thing called the Fool's Gold Loaf. Boy, do I want to try this sort of thing. Fool's Gold is amazing. You take a full piece of sandwich bread, like a French bread or something like that. You hollow out the middle. One side, you put an entire container of jelly. The other side, you put an entire container of peanut butter. And then you fry up a pound of bacon, and you put that in the middle of the sandwich. It's called the Fool's Gold Loaf. I'd so do that. Elvis Presley would fly on his private jet from Graceland and purchase like 24 sandwiches and fly it back. Totally get it. Bob, what are some of your weird food combinations?
Yeah, Ryan, I think I called and told you this before. My stepfather, when we go to a party or some, a family party, and we'd have chocolate cake, he'd have to get a big spoon of mayonnaise, put it right on top of the chocolate cake.
Oh, I know. I don't why? Oh, still, that doesn't sound good.
I couldn't watch him eat it.
I can't either. I can't even think about it. I know mayonnaise, I normally stay away from mayonnaise. Like, I don't even like mayonnaise on burgers. But,
no.
I'll do it on a sandwich with some, like, deli cuts or whatever. But
yeah.
I can't imagine putting that on cake. Why?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I can eat Miracle Whip, but I can't eat mayonnaise.
What do you mean you can eat Miracle Whip? Like a snack?
Oh, no. I mean on sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, you're not putting it on a spoon.
No. I just don't like the taste of real mayonnaise. I like Miracle Whip instead.
Is there anything you will take a spoon of and just eat it? Because I'll do that with peanut butter if I just want a little snack.
Yeah, I can do it with peanut butter or Welch's grape jelly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm nervous now. Thank you.
That's right.
Bye. It looks like Channel 4 is showing some of the lightning in our area. This Sky Tracker Doppler. All kinds of storms rolling through here. Wow. We got a lot more following it, just going through Union and making its way up to Chesterfield here pretty soon. Yeah. All right. So if you got some thunderstorms where you're at, we'll keep in mind if it does turn severe, we'll let you know immediately if there's anything that you need to know about. But otherwise, just take it easy, all right? Don't go hot dogging it out there, and keep in mind you should be indoors when these storms are coming through like that. Here's a couple of other ones, and Kyle just texted in. Peanut butter and butter sandwich. So you just do regular butter with peanut butter? I can see that being all right. That doesn't disgust me. Here's another one, Soulard Ron. I put barbecue chips on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I used to do that all the time. Chips on a peanut butter and jelly, adds that little extra crunch to it. Oh, I love that sort of thing. Do you want one more gross one? Here's another gross one for you. Banana smoothie with Worcestershire sauce. Who puts that in a smoothie? A banana smoothie is good on its own. You don't have to put Worcestershire sauce on there. All right, what are some of your weird food combinations? There's a few other ones in here that are really gross. I can't wait to tell you about. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
How about the weather tonight? Wow. So about a half hour ago, Steve Templeton over at KMOV tweeted out, not severe, but pea-sized hail in the cell that was going through Union, Missouri about 20 minutes ago. Then it was on its way up to Washington and whatnot. A little bit, you know, of course, to the west of the metropolitan St. Louis area, but wow, you know, I'm looking at some of these things, and it's still on its way. I'm watching the radar, too, online, and I saw if you're down by the Springfield area. I know it's on the other side of the state, but They had a tornado warning outside of Springfield in Lamar, Greenfield, in Lockwood, Missouri, and they're under that warning for another about 25 minutes or so till 1:15 in the morning. They also have some severe thunderstorms on that side of the state, too. A lot of it in that exact same area. So, you know, you're looking at basically all, you know, it's pretty far away from us, all things considered. It's still west of Springfield, so... But that's the type of storms that are rolling through here, and we're going to see a lot of storms throughout the overnight. If anything changes, we will absolutely let you know. And maybe we'll get AccuWeather up on the horn. Producer James, do you know the number for AccuWeather? I can call them. You want to message them and see if they want to come on with us maybe at the top of the hour, 106? Yeah, let's see if they can come on live. Maybe we can ask them what to expect here through the rest of the overnight because, you know, if, on the other side of the state, if they're seeing tornado warnings, and that's pretty far west of Springfield still, but... I wonder if that's going to find its way out this way. But we'll find out. We'll let you know. And, of course, we're keeping an eye on all of this in case anything changes for our immediate listening area. All right, do you want to know some of these other weird food combinations? Or if some of you have some weird food combinations, you can always text them in at 314-436-7900. Cheese and mayo sandwiches. Oh, come on now. Come on, man. No one's doing cheese and mayo. Steak and sour cream? Ooh, like you're dressing it like a hot potato? Really? That sounds like you would put a little sour cream and chives or whatever on a... You know, I don't know. Maybe that one's not the worst of them all. I love a good pierogi, by the way. Get a little, you know, potato pierogi with a little sour cream. Ugh, man, I haven't had that in a while. Oh, here's another one. Dipping Oreos in coffee is 100% awesome. I do that all the time. If I bring a pack of Oreos into work and I'm drinking coffee before the show, I'm dipping at least, I do about five in a row. I do five, one, two, three, four, five, dip, and eat like it's nobody's business. What are some other ones here? Grape jelly and cheddar cheese sandwich. I don't know. Pickles and hot Cheetos. What? Pickles in hot Cheetos? Yeah, I'm disgusted. I would like to see this in person. I want to know, like, if someone in your work went to the communal food area and they're going to sit down and they're just going to eat, like, you know, most people open up their lunch boxes and they open it up. And I'm going to eat my pickles in hot Cheetos. You're telling me not one person would say something to them like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Toasted peanut butter and jam sandwiches with thick-cut pepper bacon in between. Oh, that would be pretty good. That's basically the fool's gold thing that Elvis would put together. But it all started after one person online said they have mustard and yogurt. I just, some things you just cannot believe. You know, I'm looking over in the Springfield area, and I know the signal reaches all over. And I know most of our listening area is not in Springfield, but you could be with us. You know, it's 12:52 a.m. in St. Louis, Missouri, and also over in Springfield. The National Weather Service in the Springfield area said, heads up to Stockton Lake, line of severe storms heading your way. Winds of 60 miles an hour possible. That's a lot of storms. Man, I hope we don't get those storms here. We just had our own storms through the weekend, knocking trees down and signs down and things like that. Here's another food thing, and I had no idea that Catholics were allowed to eat muskrat during Lent. It doesn't count, apparently, if you're giving up meat and not eating it. So a longstanding permission allows Catholics to eat muskrat during Lent. The Detroit area Roman Catholics have been discussing this, and it goes back, I mean, a long, long time ago. We're talking about decades and all the way to the 1700s in communities that were living along the Detroit River. So if it's the 1700s and you're in Detroit, all things are well, and apparently they didn't want to say to the people there, you could, because a lot of times these muskrats were eaten by very, very poor families, and they didn't want to say, hey, you're not allowed to eat anything if this is your main nutrition, because muskrats, apparently, you know, they have the protein, and they have plenty of vitamins, I guess, but when you're giving up for Lent, and you couldn't afford to go out and get other things, they said, well, it's probably better you don't starve to death during Lent. So, yes, we'll give you an exception for muskrat. Well, apparently that exception still stands today. And there's pictures of people in Detroit preparing muskrat for this special occasion. Why would anyone go out of their way to eat muskrat? Missionary priests realized that food was especially scarce in the region at the time Lent came around and didn't want to burden Catholics by denying them one of the readily available sources of nutrition. The Reverend Tim grew up in the area of Michigan, a longtime tradition. I recall sitting down for muskrat dinners with his grandfather. How would you like to sit down, grandpa's eating muskrat, and everything's good in the world, and then you go and tell your friends, oh yeah, went over to grandpa's house, we had some muskrat, and all your friends say, no, you didn't, that's a lie. And then you say, no, we eat muskrat, it's just something we do. And then none of these kids want to be your friend anymore. We're done. Sorry, we're not going to the muskrat house. Hey, do you want to come over and play? No, thanks. We're going to skip the muskrat house. Says the people that ate muskrat many, many years ago were poor and they didn't have much. So it reminds us to keep humble. Here's one of the quotes that they had in the Lansing Diocese. Anyone that eats muskrat is doing an act of penance worthy of the greatest of saints. Oh, man. Aye. Well, in the next hour, it looks like Producer James, you're able to get someone from AccuWeather. So we're going to hook up with them and we'll talk to them about the storms that are rolling through Missouri right now. So if you're getting pounded, yes, we're going to get meteorologists on the line and we'll get an idea of what to expect through the rest of the overnight hours. Also coming up in the next hour, we're going to replay our interview with China Bowen, part of the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. NIFTY is the name of the organization. NIFTY, it's such a great name. But basically, they are in about 10 schools across the St. Louis region, middle school, high schools, and they teach entrepreneurship, financial literacy, things like that to these kids. And man, is that such a necessary thing in today's world. It's one of those underserved things. So it's a lot better when the kids start to learn to be wise with their money and how they save. We're going to talk to her and the programs that they have put forward coming up next on Overnight America, KMOX. Oh, and don't forget, at Ryan Recker on Twitter. And if you want to listen back to our hour where we had John Lindsay in from the Paranormal American Scientific Tours, listen to that hour. He plays the evidence of our haunted studios. And I'm still a little nervous from that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.